Okay, Rosa. Today we're continuing in Yoni Avelos, Packet 12. So basically, the discussion in this area is the Chiyuv of Avelos for the Nifter who is not Shomer Torah Mitzvos, which is obviously could be a very common scenario. And so we should see what, so there are different levels. So the first, we discussed the first day of Shir, on Shin Mem Hei Sif Hei, page 1. Kol Porshim Midachit Tzibor Vein Manoshim Shaporku Ola Mitzvos Me'al Tzavorom Vein Nechlolim B'chlal Yisrael Pasiasum for a modus vishivas bote knesios bote midrashos. So it seems that they're totally disassociate themselves from the Jewish community. Elohim kibere chorin latzman kishar haumos. So these people are porish midachit tzibur. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Kol elu ein onrim ve'im misablim aleim. Elachem u'shar krovim lofshim levanim mas'atfim levanim v'olchim v'sholzim smechim." So these people, you know, not only there's no avelus for these people, but there's no inyan to be even said. You know, it's a very sharp. And this we saw the first day, right? We saw this halacha in the Masechta Smachas, right? But as we said, somebody's a haruge bezdin, so basically he's part of the Jewish community. So one time he was mechal Shabbos. He's still part of the community, so they say he was Mechal Shabbos b'mezid, so Bezdin kills him, but still, and there's no avelus, but ein sablam of onanin, right? There's an ein anina sel b'leiv, to be sad. But this, the Shulchan Aruch says that So we have to see the applicability of this. But this is, you know, talking about somebody who is totally left the fold.
Nowadays we consider a lot of new people to know Shin Shva.
So we'll see. That's the question is: does everyone, Tinoch Shenishpa? Why should everybody, we'll see what should be considered Tinoch Shenishpa, what should not be considered Tinoch Shenishpa? What do you say? Right. So we'll see. Let's go slowly and see what we can. Yeah, okay, so let's go slowly on everything. There's a lot of things here. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so that's one halacha. Now let's take a look. If you take a look in the Tshuvas HaRosh on page 3, Sha'altem Tzarech L'Sabel Al Meshumad. Chachatanya Mesech Smachas Aporish Midachi Tzibur Ein Misaskim Bo Kol Iker Ve'ein Onin Ve'ein Misabel Molei. So that's this din. But again, Porish Midachi Tzibur could be somebody who is totally unaffiliated Jew. What about an Avarian? Somebody who is part of a community, but he's not totally observant. So take a look in the supplement to packet 12 on page 1. And this is another very important sefer that is written on Hilchas Avelos. I'd say people ask, oh, what svarim are you using for Hilchas Avelos? And, they ask, are you using Geshar Chaim? Are you using, all these things are nice things. But the important svarim in Hilchas Avelos is the Torah Sa'odim of the Ramban, the Hilchas Smachas of the Maram Rutenberg. These are the Rosh and Moed Katan. And then Chaber of Shachat. The other things are nice things in the Chula. There's the Kolbo on Avelis. What was his name? Greenwald, right? He had a very big library. I think he gave it all to the Hebrew Union College. Where was he in Columbus? Where was he? What does it say on your phone? The Kolbo. What? The Kolbo on Avelis. Greenwald. Right? No, what does it say? Okay, So there are, very famous Likutim that have been written on Avelis, and they're all nice and good and this and that, but that's not learning Hilchas Avelis, that's just, Likutim, on Avelis, which are all good. All these Likutim are good, but that's not learning whatever topic it is. You have to see the Poskim, the Rishonim, all that. See?
Columbus.
What was it, really?
I don't know much, but
every Kusio Greenwald with Columbus, so the Kolbo are available. Okay. Very good. Okay, so in Hilchas Machas here, he says, look at this on page 1. Adam also the Avera L'Teyovim. You see, a person who sometimes does an Avera L'Teyovim. See, we look at the footnote. Shekhoz at the Kavanagar Zabayim is Lefonim. Neshayim Hayarogim also Zavera Hebechal Porish Medachi Tzibur. There's a person who's always doing Avera, he's Porish Medachi Tzibur. So that's this halacha. It seems that they're saying that Porish Medachi Tzibur could also mean somebody who is affiliated, but is always doing averes. But here he's lefamim os aver l'teyavon. In other words, if the price, like Rav Shechter gave an example, if the price of non-kosher meat is cheaper, so he'll get some non-kosher meat once in a while. Hozimim shemaniach l'kayim mitzvah achas b'shvil torach. Al kumzeh chayv l'kroa b'shas yitzias neshama. Kein she'enu kofer. Whereas he basically likes to follow, and Rav Shechter always says lahachis means einu machpid. In other words, somebody's lahachis, he doesn't care about anything. Yeah, this guy cares. He keeps the kosher, but once in a while, times are rough, so he'll cave in and he'll do an avera. Avera doesn't mean he's going to speak a little lashon hara. Avera means he does. Lav, chayvi lav and chayvi misa, heavy-duty aveiros.
Why is it that speaking Lashon Hara isn't on the same level as like eating?
Because it's a lot. It's ein bo maisa. It's ein bo maisa. So it's much different. Then we have to learn what halach lashon hara is. That Rabbi Tuchman always encourages me to make backus on that. So maybe one day I'll actually listen to him. If you encourage me enough, you know, eventually all these things happen. It just takes time. Like how many years we've talking about mikvahs? How many years we've talking about mezuzah? It finally happened. You know, so speak enough about lashon hara, it'll finally happen.
Is he saying
Parish
means that the person is
Lutel? No. Parish Darkit Tzibur means he's doing it on a regular basis. Okay. Also, the form of Aver Lutel, and Ozim, and Shaminich, the Kai Mitzvah Achas, which are Torah, because they're high with Krobish Asitias and Shabbat. Came in Shaino Kofir, and also the Hachas. So he's not lachis. So once in a while he did an aver l'teyavon. So he's still in the fold. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch and if you look, you look in the Mordechai on page 3 in the supplement. He says Mashe Pirish Maram Lefamim Osa aver l'teyavon Yofek Dikdik Im Haya Ragi Lasos Avera Harei B'chlal Porish Midaket Tzibur. So the Mordechai says, you would think paras midachet tzibur means that you never go to shul and you whatever. No, maybe it means you do, but you do regularly an aveira. He drives to shul on Shabbos on a regular basis. So that's Parish Midachet Tzibur, even though he's doing it to go to shul. He's saying he wants to be part of the community. You know. In some, you know, I don't want to mention any names, but in some out-of-town communities, so even the Orthodox shul, people drive to shul. You know, in New York, we... You know, people who are driving to shul are not going to the Orthodox shul, normally, right? But in out-of-town places, they're driving to shul to the Orthodox shul. So the Mordechai is saying, so he's doing an aveir, he's mechal Shabbos, to Parhesia, on a regular basis, to go to shul. So it's not like he's being
parted. And most people do it.
But that's, as Rav Shechel pointed out, that's lahachis. That's the hachis. He's not doing it latei oven, because he's doing it on a regular basis. It's not because sometimes it's difficult. So he's called Parish Midachet Tzibur. Well, we'll see. I didn't say anything yet. So just go slow.
He does this latei oven or the hachis? It's considered the hachis.
Well, like Rav Shechel pointed out, lahachis means... He's ain't a makpid. It's not a thing. L'teyavon means that, like Rosh Hashanah pointed out, that he has a shita that you should eat kosher. But once in a while, it's too difficult. It's too expensive for that. It's interesting, like Rosh Hashanah pointed out, that they point out that in Hilchas Psulei Eidos, l'teyavon is mochamer, because if you're l'teyavon, that means that you have principles, but you'll forego them for monetary reasons. So that's more chomer in Hilchas Psulei Eidos, or Rosh Hashanah point out for the Gemara in Sanhedrin. But in other halachas, l'teyavon is more kal. L'hachas is more,
So the Lashon of Maram was, even by that guy who's doing it l'teyavon, he says, Roy, why are l'sapel? Doesn't say there's like masavon of love.
Right.
It says like it's probably like the last one on that
page.
Roy by
the masavon. Which page? Roy Chayav masavon of. Okay. So the Mordechai is medayik in the Maram in Rutenberg, and he says, but if if he's doing it, so his lashon is lefamim. So he says, Yafa dictates sheim hayarog yolasas aveira harehu b'chlal punish midaket sibor. Okay, so
let's say you have such a community, and people are driving to shul and also shul. Why is it that they grew up and they've never done anything different?
Yeah, so let's go slowly and see what. Let's look in Shulchan Aruch now, page.
So the guy who drives to shul, you're not Nisabro.
I didn't say that. I didn't say anything yet. You want conclusions overnight? The simple pshat is that a person who's doing an avera, the way the Mordechai, we didn't make conclusions yet. So be slow. A person who is doing an avera on a regular basis, so avera of chayv lavan, having misa, is called porish midachi tzibur, and then they wouldn't be avelus. But again, we're not finished yet.
Just can you explain to me? You said that Rosh Hashanah said that lahachis really means in lahachis.
Right.
But like, I was lahachis means hey, Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to drive this car.
Right. So Rosh Hashanah, we have to find you the exact mocha for where he gets that from. But
can you explain like how does that? It just doesn't sound.
Meaning lahachis means that he doesn't have any principles of Judaism. He doesn't have.
So not that he wants
to. So Rosh Hashanah says, it doesn't mean he wants to give a Kadosh Baruch Hu a heart attack.
I thought perhaps if you just have the same piece of meat and they're both in front of you, you don't care which one you take.
Right, exactly. Ain't a matter.
So that's not the same as doing it regularly, though.
Those
are two separate things.
Right.
So I can regularly take the one because I'm regularly interested.
But we're talking about the Teyoglan, right?
Okay. Okay,
one second. Give me a chance. Okay, look at Shulchan Aruch now. Actually, it's in Hilchas Kriya, on page 5, Shin Mem Hei, in the Ramah. Well, first the Mechaber. Omer b'shas yitzias eshon shul isha, isha m'yisrael chai v'chroa. V'yom v'famim osa v'elu teyovan. So if a person is lefamim osa aveira l'teyavon, so then they're still within the fold. But it's mashma that if they do frequently aveira l'teyavon, then not. And l'hachis, even not frequently. Look in the Ramah. The culture came on movement lavodis kachovim. So he says, "Rogilasas aveira," and the Meshach says, "Avol rogilasas afla teyovan ain korin vein misablim lav." So he says, but if it's rogi lasas aveira, ain't misablim alof. That's even the teyavon. But if he does aveira lahachis, then he doesn't even have to be rogi. Then so from this it would come out that say a person who's non-observant. Just a regular, non-observant person. He doesn't keep Shabbos. So then, he's lahachis. So then, ein misablim alav. So obviously, this is a very sensitive matter, because, then you're gonna cause a lot of, you're gonna cause a lot of problems here. There's a story, I think Rav Shechter said over, maybe I heard also from Rabadi, about somebody who was in Lakewood, and he was from maybe a different country even, and his parent died, and he asked Rav Aaron Kotler what to do, and it wasn't a observant family, he said, just go back to learning, you know, like,
whoa.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so let's see a little bit more. Let's go step by step here. So I'll show you first a tshuva of the Marshad. So it's good to see a tshuva of the Marshad about this. Page 7. So the Rashag says this, page 7. The Dover Misha Yerogil Bechayev Legaleh Zekano Betar. So he shaves with a razor. Ulchal Shabbos Beferhesia. Umeis. The Krov of Boim Lishol Sheelos Vinyone Aveis. And this, right, this Meisim Bechol Yom. A non observant Jew, he didn't keep Shabbos, and he shaves with a razor. And his descendants are asking Shilas and Hilchas Avelis. So how should you deal with them? Eich l'horos lahem. Ki lomar lahem she'ein tzarech l'sabel klal. To tell them, ika chashash eva. So that could cause like eva, you know, sin towards the religion, you know. So, you know, just like...
Did you look at it as a mile of the fact that the children are asking these shilas? Meaning, like, look at their father. He was a father, I'm surprised, you know?
Right.
So, they're... And is that where the age is coming from? Or do we say... Or we're saying, no, just not in general. If we have a religion that says that you can't be...
Right, it'll make it... It'll be father. Like a... It'll cause a lot of animosity if we tell him... You know, your father, he wasn't from, so you don't, you know. Now, the case of Rav Aaron Kotler was a very unique type of thing, that the fellow was in yeshiva, like, it wasn't like he was in a context of the family or something like that, and there was in a different, so it was a different type of, but here, the case that we're usually dealing with is the case of, you know.
Well,
yeah, whatever. Even if they're not so Bali Tshuva, everyone knows about Shiva and things like that. So let's see what he says. Ki lo mer lahem she'ein tzarech l'sabel klal ika chashash sheva. Nei b'shvil giluk v'tan levados. He says, if it would only be the shaving, l'dayti adayt tzrichim l'sabel lov to lave elach kavera achas da'alma. He says, that's one, considered one avera. Well, even though he did it many times, Gloris Vitruvus Rabbi Kiv Eger, and then he's a chek is a sim. The Shlomo the Ach Sheirim Heim Leedus, the Harbei Ba'osim Kein Heim Shogim. A lot of them don't realize that it's an Isser. In other words, if you don't think it's Usser, you're like you're more Heter. It could be Maker than you're not Pasul Leedus. Kim Shogim Lo Mashalu Yisur Ba'achim. There's a perish in kosher mishpah. Lamadal chavdal in kosher matir b'shabbos. Right, I'm doing this in Hilchos Shabbos now. Hilchos kosher, but not everyone knows this in kosher. You know, people have these things what they think is us and what they not that they ever sat down and learned Hilchos Shabbos once. But you know, kosher is not one of the things they necessarily think. Oh, that should be a problem. Hashnik mafil inyan edus hochiach agon anal achshir and kosher kein inyan asabal aleim. In other words, if it's a thing that they think that it's okay. And I feel Misha over b'chayev alav gomer hayadu l'kol shulusser. Gam kein daiti shemikol. So what? But okay. So maybe shaving they don't. But everyone knows you can't eat pork. That you don't have to be such a lamdan. You know, maybe kosher you have to be a lamdan. Maybe shaving you have to be more of a lamdan. That's but pork everyone knows. Lobster, you know, everyone knows those things. So he says, "Elafilu misha over b'chayv olav gomer. You do l'kol shu iser. Gam ting daiti shemikom mokum misha nesabel olav acharisim sevichok mesodim shatik b'chal sheragil asos aver afilu teovan im lo izvad dekodem meisor ein mesabel olav." Right, that's what we saw in in the Mordechai, in the Shulchan Aruch. So he says, no, he thinks he could have a limud chus. What's the limud chus? It's not the Pashup Shah. He's saying that din in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Mem, that says that these Balaveri, you don't Korea, and for them, is going other people who want to. Have a Krov of Shapi Yishdomer, Mikhoyim Lab, Sabah, Kolshein, and Pashup Dakhit Sibu, Kipia Muvershim. But, okay, that's a little bit of a. In other words, he's saying that this halacha here in Shin Mem is going on, that we just saw, people are not relatives. But the relatives themselves, it's a little bit difficult to say that. Then you need, you know, real parish midachi tzibur. The memei say, gam chal sham svahesi, mikol gam zem lani astati, in krov of boim nishol eiz ha-shela, in avail thing, mal kvodam chuyu v'hagi lam shein chay, tzorech l'tzab l'kram shem eivah. So that's the Pashup, you know, so Frat im lohaya mechal shabbos chol nyanim. So basically he's working, okay, he says this, the first thing he says a little bit of a, you know, a doicha kinda shulchan aruch. But basically, you know, there's this Eva thing, you know, that you're going to cause, you know, a lot of, so I guess that's probably the main. We'll see about Tina Chenishma in a second, but he's working with Eva. Eva, so just like, you know, the post can have about being Michal Shabbos to save a non-Jew, right? So if you're going to not do that, it's going to cause, Chasam Sofer, it's going to cause Eva. So this thing also, like in the society there, it just won't. We'll get to Tinuk Shanishpa in a second, because, you know, you could work with that mahalak, even though Rav Abadi is of the opinion that he doesn't think everyone just gets a Tinuk Shanishpa certificate so quickly.
The Eva certificate, I'm not so convinced you get that easily either.
Right.
So, two parts. First of all, what if it's an Aveda B'Seisa, say, like Chasam Hesper saying, what if someone doesn't go to the mikvah? They're not Machron Taras HaMishpacha.
Right.
It's not a public thing, but the people in the mikvah know that this lady never went. But it's in Sukkaris, but on the other hand, it's not. So that Parish Medaki and Sibor, it's not.
Right, but that would be Ragulasos Aveda. Ragulasos Aveda and Tevalim is.
And what if they only. They keep. The, meaning the Drabanans, they're not going to the Drabanans. Meaning they'll go after 7 days, they read the Torah. 7 days, I'm not waiting 5 days and seven. Meaning they just.
You mean for Nidir, you're asking?
Yeah, or something
like
that.
Neither. Yeah. In other words, they don't do 5 and 7, but they do the derisis. But they do the derisis.
Right, so is that like a gun, like they're not holding the Drabanan? It would be a bigger. Like, oh, the Drabanan, we now. You know, we don't
know. No, it's not that they don't believe in the Rabbanon, it's that it's too much for them. So I think that's even though maybe in Hashkafa, you know, you can give a whole Musa Shmuz, but in Halacha, I think that's better. So, I mean, it's not good. But, you know, but the one who Mamish doesn't go to the mikveh at all, that I think is a regular Havarian, and this falls into this.
So if they don't keep the Rabbanon, like the Rabbanon, that...
Yeah, don't keep the Rabbanon, I mean, no, they're still in the fold.
And when the Rabbanon says, Mumrala Akum, what is it, is that only like, what does it mean, Mumrala Akum is Kochavim? It's supposed to Mumrala...
Let's see what's going.
It's on page 5. Let's see. On 5.
Okay, sorry.
Does that mean, is that just a way of saying
he worships the Barazar.
So what about like you said, the case of someone who's lahachas? He doesn't worship Abu Zara, but he's just not mocked.
Right, so
where does that
fall? Well, he says, look, the fun of Teyavon is still okay. Rogulasos Aveiro Teyavon, Mordechai the Shach Pas is not okay. Lahachis, even if not regular, even if he did it So l'hachis is much worse. L'hachis, certainly if it's ragil, which usually is the case. Usually a person, either he does it or he doesn't do it. So he's ragil to drive on Shabbos. So he's ragil to eat treif.
So like you think that the Rambam would say that case instead of skipping all the way to someone who converts.
Right, but that's already in the Mechaber. The Mechaber already said that Mufamim Osavero L'Teyavon is still, but the inference is L'Hachis, even Mufamim, is a problem, and certainly Rogel, even L'Teyavon. So that already is implied in the Mechaber.
Rogel L'Teyavon is equivalent to L'Hachis, right?
So what's the Rama adding when he's saying, I'm a Rogel Asafir, what is he adding?
No, so he's making the same deal. The Fahmim, he's saying no over the Mordechai. The Mordechai was Medayek, that the Baram Rutenberg said the Fahmim, so then he was Medayek with the person.
The Hachis, that's.
But the Hachis, that's for sure.
That's like the Mordechai case.
Yeah. So the kids are, you know, most. So if you work with the Marshag, so that's one mahalach. To just, if somebody's asking you a shaila, second, you know, you have the Avon back in mind. But I always have in the back of my mind whenever I'm dealing with Avela shailas, if you know, whereas to have to be machriya something, that taka if the relative wasn't observant, so really Mikar Din it could be you don't really have to do anything. But I'm not going to say that out. But like in the Shikul of, you know, being Machriya the Shaila, then you know, certainly you can go more Makel in those situations. Not articulating that to the person, but in the back of you know.
You can say that the fact that the children are asking Shaila is a limit to chus for the person who died.
Right, okay, that's a good drasha, but it's, but, you know. Yeah, tell me.
Yeah, so in the beginning where Rabbi bracketed it off in the Marashag, so he says that somebody who consistently uses a razor, he says he considers that kaver achad alma. So doesn't that seem possibly go against what Shachar was saying, that if they consistently...
No, because he's saying this person, because maybe he doesn't, think it's usher, you know, not everyone, you know, that type of thing. What? Yeah. You know, but the other things that, you know, certain things people don't, you know about so much. You know what I mean? But Shabbos people know, Treif people know. And then going back to Shabbos, Friday Mloya Michal Shabbos Kol and Yonim Rakei Ze Inyan Kvar Kafsafti Al Chochem Echel Tzadim Mloya Michal Shabbos Yom Shabbos Lagamik Yom Kol. In other words, maybe you can be mechalik between people who mamish treat Shabbos as a regular day, as opposed to Shayolo God for Hinich Lavaros of Shabbos Aval Segar Loya Mashen Loya Mavashel. But he does certain token things, like he won't smoke on Shabbos, he won't cook on Shabbos. Uvedom Malach Shaloya Shaychus LaEisuk Shalo Efshad Bezeh. In other words, he'll go to work, but things that are not for the work, like smoking, cooking, Epshad Bezein, do you know, Lagamri Kimum or Gomer? A Koponim Linin Hachoel Linin Avail is Nirali Lios Besheva Altasa Adif. So I think that's, I think his mahalach is a good mahalach. In other words, you can't tell these people, but like in situations where like it's a shaila, you know, he wants to go to the chuppah of something like that, which maybe might be usher any, but here he's, you know, people are, you know, in certain cases that are, you know, that you maybe try to find a kula, so this in the back of your mind, like, could, you know, that's what I'm saying.
Wait, what about like Vedas that otherwise, like, Orthodox communities, like, for instance, you know, like, within Kanyeha, you know, something that's like very widespread, how do you look at that?
Like what? Like covering your hair?
Yeah.
Not well, covering your hair is not a non-machayvi malchus. Yeah, that much is, you know.
And that's the yadrachayvi malchus?
Yeah, because that's considered Rasha in the Torah. Rasha, chayvi malchus, chayvi misa, etc. If you look on page 11 in the Torah, in Hilchos Shabbos, yeah, so he speaks about Shabbos. He saw Mubul Chal Shabbosos before Hesia. Feel Einum Chal El Bisud Rabbana by Shabbos. Harehu Kigoy before Hesia. Yimim Chal El Bitzina. Feel Chal El Bisud Rais. Harehu Kisrael Vato Rishus. So this is in Hilchas Erev. Gabe Erev Chatzeres. There are different dinim. Gabe. Whether you're a Yisrael, you're a Goy, etc.
So this is not like Moshe.
So one second. So he says that Mirafilu im Tibsalom Desil et Meshubad Haisi Dukin Dindo Choshiv Meshubad Afal Shavim Befahasi Amilid Rabbanan Flavi Meshubad and Shayavar Mezid Rani Mezid Duka Onan. So Shabbos is a Mchal Shabbos Befahasi is Dine Ka'akum is Dino Ka'akum.
What does a Maharshag mean when he says Shema Altasa Orif? It seems that he's saying that we don't have to stop them from going from sitting shiva. He says, if someone doesn't smoke and doesn't cook, maybe he's not a mumor gomor. What does he mean about shiva al tasa odet? The context would suggest that that he doesn't have to tell them not to sit shiva.
Right.
So why does he call it shiva al tasa?
Be quiet.
Oh, for the rabbi.
And when the person's asking, when the person who would be the avil is asking,
yeah.
At that point, isn't it a different shayla?
If he would be asking the shayla?
Yes, if he asks, he knows this halachic, not our marks. He asks, should I keep shiva? Even if we're going to kind of able, they could say it for Bahasia. Dar should have sing, he should be dapping out.
Meaning.
If the whole concern is coming from. We're just holding with this able star, nothing else. The heck would only be for Dar Arm for
Bahasia. Yeah, what were you saying? Which aspect do you ask?
I think Rashi just said that if it's only one Indian and it's not, he doesn't treat Shabbos kechol. There's just certain parts
right.
Of Shabbos. He doesn't smoke a cigar.
Right. And here he's saying what?
Here, at least regarding this halacha, he's saying not that way. He's saying, at least for an Arab, he's saying that Animal Chal El Isid Rabbanan.
He keeps smoking.
Right, so if he goes to work, and the Torah would say he's a guy. And Rashad just said
Maybe for Avelis he's more makel.
Right, so that's what I was
thinking. Yeah, that's probably. Now, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky has here in the Sefer on page 12. So he's more, willing to give out the Tinuk Shanishba awards here. You can say like that, but then, you know, and like, so when is there no Hatin of Shindish? But, you know, you can always say, you know, he had a bad experience, that he had a bad, so everyone, you know, like Rav Abai said to me, Mele, if he comes from Soviet Russia, you know, and he didn't have any, so it's one thing. But, in other words, I don't know, just,
But this is also assuming that Hatin of Shindish does not, that there's a veil for.
Right. Right, assuming like that. So somehow, one second. So my mahalach is that somehow we have to have a combination of the Eva and the Tzinuch Shenishba Svara in the back of your head, and if they're going to ask you a shayla, you're going to do it. But on the other hand, realize also that could be this is only not Mikir Hadin, and therefore, if it's a shayla that could go, you know, sometimes go either way, or you know, that's in the mix. That's my, you know, like something that the person themselves feels out of character to do. So you can say, oh yeah, you're right, you shouldn't do it, whatever. But, you know, but sometimes something could be something they really want to do, and maybe it could be Mikra Din, they don't have a Din of a, you know. It's a very sensitive matter, but I think these are the things that putting in the mix of these things, yeah.
It's like some women, you tell them they shouldn't say Kaddish, they would be a major neighbor issue.
Right. You mean women who want to say Kaddish themselves, or?
Well, even part of the Tzibur.
You mean saying that they shouldn't have someone say Kaddish for their...
No, if they themselves... They themselves may even have siblings, male siblings, who say Kaddish.
Yeah, no.
Emotionally, it's therapeutic for them to say Kaddish also.
Okay, that's a separate thing.
That's another able potential.
Yeah, that's a different question, whether women say Kaddish or not.
Well, it's
a maybe I should make a... I never made a packet on that. I should make a packet on that. That comes up, you know, people... What? Most do not. But there are women, you know, even in this neighborhood, who go to certain shuls in the neighborhood to say Kaddish for, you know. So, I mean, there's a lot written on it. I never made the. If you want, maybe if you encourage me, maybe.
Can you answer Amin? I mean,
she's probably answered Amin to. The three kids that were kidnapped and then killed, and the mother, she said Kaddish, the chief rabbi of Israel, and them into her Kaddish.
Yeah, okay, so that maybe one day I should make a packet for you on this topic, on Amiris. Yeah, there's a lot, there's written.
Amiris Kaddish, the Russian.
Yeah.
We say make a din that you wouldn't do a bailus with these people, but the Shulchan Aruch and the Rush, they're talking about people who probably grew up from, no? And I'm sure that somebody who grew up from went to Lakewood, grew up in Lakewood, and then...
They went off to Derek.
And right.
Off to Derek.
So then, but how can you say that that would then be the same thing for the person who, grew up going to Reform Shul, who, never had a connection with the... So I'm saying, it's not, we say it's still for that type of person, they were then, there's no evangelist?
For which person?
The person who grew up in a out-of-town, reformed community.
You're saying that, so that person, what?
I would want to be more popular in terms of doing business for such a person like that. Meaning, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about somebody...
Wait, for which person would you want to do more of this?
For the person who grew up not from.
In the Reform setting.
In the Reform setting. Yeah. But it seems like there's a big difference between that.
Yes.
I don't know.
Right, it's hard to make the, you know, every situation is so nuanced. But just, you know, that's became the way people act, you know, that they sit shiva even for, you know, because half the shivas today, I mean, in the broader community would be, eliminated.
But the base Yosef by Erevin seems to be pretty mako in terms of like reform type of people, the people that didn't really, because it says like with Stukim,
right,
they're not considered Mishumadim because
they're following their father.
What they did. I think that in any community where you're growing up learning a certain thing, that would then you'd be able to do it.
Yeah, so that would be the question is, are those cases only because they didn't know, you know, that they basically were in their own community, they didn't know that this, or they're told that, you know, we don't do this. Okay. It's another tzad, cooler. Okay, I'm asking you.
Is there any tzad to be cool for cool if someone grew up in a community that's completely religious? They grew up religious, they left. There's no, there wouldn't be any Ava. I don't see the tzad.
I think the Ava would be.
I don't see any of these.
No, I'll tell you what it'll be. This guy, everyone knows he lost his parent. And he went off to death. Everyone knows he knows a parent. And then people, he doesn't even come to the shiva, and people are saying, oh, his rabbi told him he doesn't have to do it because his parents weren't religious. So that, you know, so that's going to cause a communal...
A brother, someone dies, a 30-year-old person in a community in Williamsburg, Borough Park, even Tina. Everyone knows this halakha today, in terms of, practically speaking,
knows what?
Theoretically speaking, that this halakha exists. Most people...
I didn't know this community to go off the derech for these kind of things.
That they go off the derech because...
Because, like something in within the religion, really, like...
Turns them off.
Something psak really turns them off. I've seen people in all these communities go off.
Yeah. So, for kids, you just tell them, you know, certain things you have to just know how to finesse the situation. And you don't just tell them to forget shiva. In the case of Aaron Kala, it was a very unique type of case. You know, he wasn't in the community, he was there in the yeshiva, no one knew this, that, you know, I mean, it wasn't, I don't know where the father was, even in some other country or something like that. Okay, take a look on page 8 in the regular packet. Page 7, sorry. Rabbeinu Gershon Nisabel al-Benok Shehim Yedosom. Okay, so there was a common thing that used to happen in families where, you know, you have a big Rabbanisha family and then you'd have one child who would intermarry. So then they would sit shiva. Right? Rabbeinu Gershon Nisabel al-Benok Shehim Yedosom Yudal Yom. That's next week's parsha, Bahaloscha. Avia Yarak Yarak of the Faneha, the end of Bahaloscha.
That was 7.
Yeah, well, Kavu Chomer 7 days, but we're saying Dayal of Omenadin, but that's where the Lashon comes from. Yeah, so the question is, so when do you sit shiva for such a person? When he intermarries, or when he dies? Well, so if you look, in the Chochmas Adam on page 10. It says, "Ma'aseh ben Achad mehagdolim shehemir v'yoshev alav yudal yom tekev shehemir." As soon as he went off the derech, he sat shiva 14 days. Zayin b'shvil haguf, zayin b'shvil hanefesh. B'shas ha-misa in tzorach li'shev av zayin yomim. But the time of the misa, you don't have to do anything. But if you look at the Levush on page 11, so the other approach is that when he died, he sat 14 days. So the more common practice was when it happened, when the mumras happened. So this was a not uncommon thing that people used to sit shiva for their children. As I told you, they had like big rabbanim from Europe, and the kids went off, you know, the American kids and relate and this and you know sometimes and. One second. Now, there's a Tosis in Sota on Rabbi Tessamer Aleph that talks about if a Kohen, you know, the Kohen Harag is a Nefesh, he doesn't do it. But Kohen She'avad Avodas Kachavim Lo Yisus Kapov. The Gar Meragus and Nefesh. Rabbi Gengesh and Maragoma, Heshi Bishuvaso, the Nosi Kapov. I would say, there was a coin, it was Oved Avodas Kachavim, and now he did Tshuva. So, does he duchen or not? So the Shulta says, he doesn't. And Rabbi Gershon, for a goal, he should, that he could. But since he did tshuva, so Rabbi Chalap had a story once with the Rav, Rav Gerel, he was saying over, he thought maybe Rabbi Gershon had some personal thing with this, because that was his old son. So
something to show.
Right, but that was why he was saying. And Rabbi Gerelich was not happy that he thought that you should have any connection between what he passed in here and what his personal story was. And this was a whole thing that he likes to say over, that Rabbi Gerelich got very upset at him for saying such a thing, etc. Okay, one more last thing. A katan. What's the din of a katan? What about... Yeah, so it was very common in a certain era.
Right.
Today, it's, I don't know if it's as common. Today, the question is, are they allowed to go to the wedding? Are they not allowed to go to the wedding? You know, that's the way you hear about today. Then, obviously, one goes to the wedding, the question is, will you sit shiva or not? But today, that's what you hear people talking, that the child is into marrying, and could they go to the wedding, should they burn bridges, not burn bridges, the bridges, and not burn bridges, and that's what people are talking about today, the bridges.
What's so common here is that they convert it. You don't make a difference between marrying or marrying...
I don't know. I think they treat it all the same.
Aren't theoretically speaking the same halacha would be if somebody decides just not to go to not do anything?
Not to do anything.
Somebody goes, no Shabbos, no Yom. He's totally borrowed. The same thing. There's no. What's the difference between that and converting? Especially if you're holding that there's no din of Avodah Zarah at all. If you're taking those shittos.
What, to sit shiva?
Right. Why should there be a filler with clean?
Right. You're right. But you.
Total purpose all.
Yeah. Right here. Okay. Look in the Mordechai page 6. It says the cotton ben shana o shnasayim shehemir imimo umeisom risha yanir shemisablim. Vade God only Musabul Malov. Vakot Mashe Miru Vemarasa Malum Amorit. Have a like in here, Barcode. Whereas if the cotton went off the derech, then, you know, he's a cotton. What do you want from him? Rabbi Tama Mashe Amos Abul Malov, Heavy Raya, Bito Sefton Sanhedrin. Tanya Tana Irani Daka Shahutko Imo, Rabbi Lozam Rendogar Ogim. So the question is, are you misabel for the cotton? So he wants to bring a raya in the Tosefta, the Tani Irni Chdakas. Rav Lezer says Narogin, Chachomim Mem Ein Narogin. Shmamino to the Rabbanon Ein Misabel. The only question is Narogin, but it's certainly Ein Misabel. So Rabbi Natan argues. Says Ein Misabel, and that's the Tosefta.
What about a instrument?
Yeah, one second. Let's see in Shulchan Aruch how it's brought down. Here, take a look first of all in the Tosefta on page 5. Kitani b'nei anshei yirudach shechutku, whether they're nerogim or not. Noso l'charachamim, mani mikhaim, ein nerogim, lo nerogim. Mani mikhaim noso l'charachamim, yichamcha v'yibrecha, im l'rachim al gdolim rikva nemar. Noso l'charachamim, eilu kitanim shebesocho. So noso l'charachamim is what? That you don't kill the ketanim. The blessed Omer Abgadolim in the Rogim O.P. Eidim Vasron, Mani Khan Khan Shem Yomru Pezim. So those are the two opinions. It's interesting, the Nosan Charachimim, darshaning on the, not to kill the ketanim. There's a famous Orchaim HaKadosh that says that, by Ir Nidachas, you kill the city. So if a person's going to be the person who's killing the city, it might be molded in him the midah of Achzorius. So therefore, he has to have a special bracha that this is the mitzvah you have to do here. But it's not going to change you as a person. That's the famous. But people know that Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Very few people know this Tosefta. Okay, in Shulchan Aruch, one second, let's see how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. What page in Shulchan Aruch?
The first one.
What page?
It's page 1.
Page 1, let's see. Cotton, but yeah, Ben Shana Shosayim Shehemi, Imimo, Sif Vav, page 1. Cotton, Ben Shana Shosayim Shehemi, Imimo, Umei Seim Bisabalim Alav.
Isn't he arguing with the Rosh here? What's the passing against the Rosh on this?
That's what he's passing.
Yeah, but the machlokas over whether... My problem here is the Shan, Ben Shan Rosh Nassayim.
Right.
There are two ways you can read the Tosef. Huh. One way you can read it is that in terms of the Shehutzum, that means they did about the Zohar too, the kids.
Okay.
So the Rosh tries to kind of that it's only someone who's... He's not a bar hockey, he's someone who's like a 6-7 year old,
right.
At least has some kind of
training. Right, but that's what he's saying. Okay.
So the Hilfus Kriya, doesn't
yeah.
That's
the cotton. The cotton is Hilfus Kriya on page, in the supplement.
Two days.
Yeah.
Page 5.
Page 5, cotton ben shano, shasam shame,
he's
amazing,
the
supplement. Well, where are you? Hey.
Right.
The Ramah says what? Which page are you? Oh, yeah.
It says
okay.
So you can shoot them out. Yeah.
How can you hold this in Kino Kinishma? Okay. I think we've said a lot today. Okay.